Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. This is your host, Mary Sauden, naturopath and fertility coach. I help women go from frustrated, overwhelmed, and isolated to calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. Each week, I have a real and empowering conversation with everyday women and men struggling with fertility to bring you hope, comfort, and support. This is our story. Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. My guest today is Stephanie O'Hara. Stephanie is the author of Angel Wings, a memoir inspired by her infertility journey. She's an entrepreneur and founder of Baby Blessings Ministry, lead singer of a rock band, and mother of three. Welcome to this podcast, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I sure can. Well, I live in Oklahoma, and we live in a small college town called Norman, and that's where the University of Oklahoma is. And to put us kind of on the map for everyone, we live about 45 minutes north of where the Tiger King was filmed.
Oh, wow.
Okay, goodness. Which that didn't really help the reputation of Oklahomans, that TV show, but right. Sure we are on the map. I am married to my husband, Dirk. We've been together for over 20 years. And we have a 12-year-old son and then 5-year-old miracle twins. And so I stay very busy and I'm very, very tired. Let's be honest.
Yes, that's for sure. But yeah, with all those kids, I know.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about your fertility journey.
Okay. Well, I had Aiden in 2008 with no issues whatsoever. Very normal pregnancy. I did have a C-section. And then about a year and a half later, we thought, you know, it was time to start for number two. And I felt so in control because I got pregnant the first month. And this is going just like I planned. And, you know, I feel so in control. And we announced to my husband's family, it was Thanksgiving weekend, that we were pregnant. And I was about 6 weeks along. And I literally miscarried that weekend. And of course, it was my first time. And I felt so scared and very alone and embarrassed. You know, I've been very honest about the feelings part because, you know, women that go through this, we all have these feelings, but nobody wants to talk about them. So, you know, I just felt like I was a failure. And so I got in my car and I drove to my local Barnes and Noble. And I went inside and asked the lady behind the counter where the section was on infertility and miscarriages. And I was told that it was an odd request and that she had been there 10 years and she had never had anyone ask for a book like that. And they didn't have a book like that. Mm-hmm. And so I stormed out of there and got in my car and cried and cried. And that was probably one of my darkest moments because I didn't know anyone that had had a miscarriage. I didn't know what to do. I was just, you know, really, I felt very isolated. And it was in that very moment that I had this voice in my head that said, you are going to write a book someday about this. And I, of course, didn't realize that was the very beginning of my journey. But what I knew in that moment was I didn't want any other woman to feel alone like I felt that day in my car. And so over the next 6 years, I had a total of 7 miscarriages. And yeah, and each one became more difficult than the last. And I had several DNCs. And I ended up going through IVF. in Colorado at CCRM and got pregnant for the seventh time. And that was a partial molar pregnancy. And I miscarried in church, and I'm a Christian. And so that was a really difficult thing to go through, being someone, you know, that's spiritual. And so, you know, I was, you know, just kind of sitting there watching Aiden jump in the rain puddles while I was in the middle of this miscarriage. And I just thought to myself, what am I doing? You know, I already have Aiden, and I have put my body through so much. And I just knew it was time to hang up that dream of me carrying another baby. I had gotten all the signs and the shoulder taps. And so, lucky for us, we had embryos left over. And so my best friend, who lived next door to me, offered to carry our embryos for us.
Wow.
And so we went to Colorado, and she went through the one-day workup, and they put her on fertility meds, and her body never progressed to receive the embryos. And so after trying 3 months in a row, you know, she had to give that dream up, if you will. And that was hard, you know, for many reasons. She's my best friend, and to see her go through this, you know, it was really, really hard. And it was such a blessing to us that she would even offer to do this, and put her body through that. So I feel like everything happens, you know, for a reason. And so with her, with that not working out, we knew we still wanted to explore surrogacy. And, you know, we had embryos left over that had been tested and were frozen, and we were open to all of the paths to parenthood, but we knew we wanted to explore this because we had embryos. And so I reached out to two different surrogacy agencies and started getting profiles. And within a couple of days, Tiffany's profile came through, and she just looked like somebody that I would want to have as a friend. And so I showed my husband, you know, I said, I think she's the one. And she had her own kids, and she had carried for another family. And she lived not too far away, just a couple of hours, and was also a person of faith. And so the process, you know, from start to finish, met her until the day that she gave birth to our boy-girl twins, it was 18 months. But, I mean, it was miraculous and wonderful. And now they're 5 years old, Stella and Smith.
Amazing. That's a wonderful, wonderful story. You're very resilient and after going through all that you've been through.
Well, thank you.
How has that journey changed you?
Well, I am so convicted to advocate for women that go through a miscarriage or that are infertile. And that's just become my passion project. And so it's changed me in many ways. It deepened and strengthened my marriage and my faith. But I really have just set my career aside and have made this my focus. And although it has not been easy, and it took me a lot longer than I thought, once the twins were born, I wanted to write down, you know, their story, just so they could know how much they were loved and wanted. And then I realized, you know, I really need to write this for the women that come after me to give them hope. And that's the message of the book, is to give hope to those that feel hopeless and to turn their infertility journey into a fertility journey. And it's just a pivot. It's a switch in your thinking.
Yes.
And so I, you know, even when I was still going through infertility, I would meet with women for coffee that were going through it as well. Because unless you're going through it or you've been through it, it's so hard to understand. And so I've probably met in person with 50 women, you know, over the last 5 years. In fact, I had coffee with one just last week who, who are going through a miscarriage or an infertility diagnosis. And I'm just their cheerleader and just speak hope over them. And like I said, that's just really the message and the order of the day is hope.
Yes, I love what you do and how you support other women get through this because it's a very, very hard journey.
It is, indeed.
Did it affect your relationship with your husband, like going through the years of trying? And
oh, yes. And I talk about that in the book. It's kind of a no holes barred tell all, if you will. And my husband's very private. So that was... he got on board and he's just been so sweet about it because he knows that I'm so passionate about it. But yes, it was so hard on our marriage. Let's be honest. You know, each time that we both wanted a big family and each time that I would miscarry, you know, I put so much pressure on myself as a woman and I felt like such a failure to him. And he didn't see it that way. But, you know, as women, we're so hard on ourselves. And this is something that, you know, we are, quote, supposed to be able to do. And so we ended up going to a counselor. And we went to a counselor for a couple of years to work through this. And although we had some, you know, dark moments, we came out on the other side much stronger and closer as a couple. In fact, he would give me my shots during IVF, you know, in the abdomen, and we would pray together afterwards. And we had never done anything like that before. And it strengthened not only our faith, but our marriage. And we just became the closest we had ever been. So that was one of the blessings from this. Yes. And it's something that we do to this day. Every Monday morning, we take about 30 minutes to just sit and pray and talk about the week and what we want for each other. And, you know, we speak that over each other. So
that's a beautiful practice to do together.
Thank you.
And it's great that out of so much struggle and what you've been through, there are many blessings that still came out of it.
Oh,
better faith and better marriage and your babies, of course.
Absolutely. Because called angel wings. And the reason for that is because I had so many angels, so many women that came into my life. Some, you know, for a moment, some for a season and some for a lifetime. But they helped me in different ways to get through this difficult time. And we all have angels. And, you know, if we'll just kind of open our eyes and look for them, we as women have so many people that, you know, come into our life and help us through different things. And so this is really paying homage to that.
Perfect. Wonderful. What are the top things that you do consistently for your health?
Well, I would say, you know, it's very difficult when you become a mom to find time to honor yourself. And so one of the things that I do every morning is I take my dog on a walk and, you know, just being outside and being in nature, I just think it really helps our spirits.
I agree.
And then just being intentional about those annual checkups, you know, that's super important. And then I think the other two things that I would say are, again, having that faith piece, especially right now. I mean, mental health, I've never seen so many people struggling mental health wise. And, you know, whether it's meditation or whatever it is you believe, but to get into that practice or just to go outside and be in nature, pray, meditate, that is so good for us. And, you know, our minds and our bodies are connected. And so, you know, that's really important. And then I would say last is just believing that you're worthy and loving yourself. Again, it's, you know, part of the mental health piece, but, you know, honoring and loving yourself. And I learned to do that during the infertility process. So.
Yes, that's so important, especially as you go through something like infertility.
Yes.
What is your advice or your message to women or men out there struggling with infertility?
Well, have hope. And sometimes most doctors and physicians and specialists in this world and in this field are wonderful. But on occasion, there are some that take away hope from intended parents, mothers that are trying to become a mother. And so, having hope, believing that you're worthy, I think it's really important to not only, feel like you're worthy of having a child, but I would say, go see a specialist, go see a doctor and, seek advice and gather wisdom. And then also, going back to the faith piece, meditate or pray, because it's one thing if you pray for a baby, but you don't seek medical advice or vice versa. It's another thing if you go see a doctor, but that you don't really speak that over your body. You have to take action. And if you can do those three things, believing that you're worthy, utilizing science and medicine, and then practicing faith, meditation, prayer, whatever it is, that's going to set you up for the best chance of success for becoming a parent and being open. I never guessed that I would have a surrogate carry my child. That was not my plan B or my plan Z. That was not on my radar at all. But the more that I got in tune with things and gathered wisdom and prayed, the clearer it became. And so, if you're open, it's not a question of if you'll become a parent. It's a question of how.
Yes. Beautiful. I love your advice for women and men out there. I love it. Where can people get a copy of Angel Wings?
Angel Wings is available online at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, Walmart picked it up, so they're carrying it now. And yes, wow. I know. And then Books a Million. And it's available in three formats, in hardback, paperback, and then ebook as well.
Perfect. And can you tell us also a little bit more about the Baby Blessings Ministry that you founded?
Sure can. So Tiffany, our surrogate or our gestational carrier, once she had the twins, I knew that she would be in our lives forever. Her family and our family are forever bonded. So we didn't want things to end. We wanted to, help others. And so we founded Baby Blessings Ministry. It's a nonprofit for anyone that's struggling with a miscarriage, an infertility diagnosis, or even a difficult pregnancy. And they can reach out to us, and we have what's called Hope Makers. And so they knit little pocket prayer squares, little baby hats, and we will give those to anyone that asks for them at no charge. We will mail them to you. And so it's just a support ministry. And part of the proceeds of Angel Wings goes towards fertility scholarships for people that are struggling with fertility and that are also financially challenged. And so right now we have $25,000 that has been donated from the book and from me and my husband. And we're going to be giving away five $5,000 scholarships this coming year in 2021.
Amazing.
Well, we just are so grateful and so blessed. And even though the messages were extremely difficult and painful, we're just so blessed, and we just want to share our story with people and give hope to anybody that wants to become a parent, no matter who they are.
Wonderful. That's such great and inspiring work that you do.
Oh, thank you.
How can people, you're welcome. How can people reach you?
My website is yourangelwings.net. And then I'm on Instagram and Twitter at angelwingssteph. And then Facebook, it's at Stephanie J. O'Hara or Your Angel Wings. So those are the places where you can find me. And of course, anyone that buys the book, reach out to me and mm-hmm. I will be happy to mail you a signed book plate that's personalized to you mm-hmm. if you, you know, would like one. I can't obviously travel and do, you know, book sightings right now. So yes. that's a nice alternative. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that, you know, free of charge to anyone that's interested. So.
Perfect. I'll have all of the contact information in the show notes so anyone can reach you. And thank you so, so much, Stephanie, for taking the time. And thank you so much for all your advocacy towards infertility and miscarriage and supporting women.
Well, thank you. And thank you for shining a light on such an important topic and for all the work that you do. I'm just truly honored to connect with you and, you know, speaking, you know, as one of the 1 in 4 women who struggle with this, mm-hmm. the millions and millions of women. I just, again, want to thank you for allowing me to come on your program.
Oh, anytime. Thank you again.
Okay.
Stephanie.
Take care.
How awesome was that? If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe, and I would love to receive a review from you. And let's keep this conversation going. What is your fertility journey like? How are you choosing to be compassionate with yourself? Subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast. I've got a new episode coming your way next week. And until then, talk soon.